It's not often that your backup quarterback once led the team to the playoffs and was the MVP of the Pro Bowl, but that's the case here in Philadelphia as Nick Foles takes over as the starter. The Eagles are certainly disappointed in how Carson Wentz's season ended, but they still have everything to play for. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by hearing from the players who have firsthand knowledge of just how good Foles can be.
Does anybody have as a backup quarterback? It's Nick. You know, he's a Pro Bowl player. He's been there. He's made a lot of big plays for us. And just, I mean, we're comfortable with him just from the years before.
I mean, it's definitely not the easiest thing, switching quarterbacks. But I think there's a lot of familiarity with Nick. The coaches understand what Nick does well. Obviously, Doug's been with him for a long time. I mean, the whole season he's been playing well, even on the scout team per se. So, and with Nick, he throws such an easy ball to catch that there's not a real adjustment period in terms of catching the ball. Some quarterbacks throw a tough ball to catch, but Nick's ball is really easy to catch, and it makes it easy for receivers.
Injuries are a tough part of the game, but for us, it's always next man up in football. And you know, I think, you know, like I said, we're lucky to have a guy like Foles that'll be able to take over.
Wentz's ACL surgery took place earlier today in Pittsburgh and went very well, according to Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie, who spoke with the NFL Network. Now, the Rams ran 10 plays in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game. They gained all of 12 yards. The defense raised its performance in the absence of Wentz. The question now is, can they keep it up through the rest of the season?
In here, we know what we have in this locker room. We know what we have in Nick. That move looked a hell of a lot smarter even now. Having a guy like that as a backup, I don't think of him as a backup. I think of him as a starter in this league. He's done really good things in this league, and he's been in this system. So we're excited about Nick. Bum for Carson, but that's just on a teammate level.
He looks the same. He looks every practice. It's not his first practice. He's a veteran. You know, he practices every day. None out of usual.
We just got to make sure that we, you know, just keep doing us, keep bringing the intensity, be behind Nick Foles, put him in good field position. You know, we got to do our part as a defense to make sure that, you know, we stop the opposing offense. And, you know, how our motto is, if we only had 3 points in the game, you know, put it on our back. We want to make sure that we close it out and make sure that they don't, you know, get a touchdown or whatever if we're having a struggling day.
Cornerback Sidney Jones made his practice debut on Wednesday. It's been a long journey for the second-round pick, who tore his Achilles at his pro day back in March. There's no guarantee that Jones will play in 2017, but it's another step in the right direction.
It's been a long journey. I've had a great support system around me. Just everybody's been helping me, you know, telling me this, telling me that. A few guys I reached out to, they reached out to me, give me advice. People who've hurt their Achilles before, they just tell me, you know. Jason Peters, he helped me out a lot. Jordan Hicks, he helped me out a lot as well. Everybody's been supportive, and it's been.
Tight end Zach Ertz was a full participant in Wednesday's practice after clearing the concussion protocol. Brent Celek missed practice due to the birth of his sons. Congratulations to Brent. Stefan Wisniewski also missed practice with the ankle injury he suffered in Sunday's win. I'm Chris McPherson, and that's going to do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.